up where the air is thin but the heavens are wide, there is a village called Geechee. The huts are like overgrown mushrooms on the frosty green alpine slopes. These are the slopes of northern Ethiopia, where an Israeli friend and I spent 4 days, thrilled by the beauty, exhausted by our resilience. We were heading out to one of the peaks, this one only 4,000 meters high, but because we had no tent, we spent the nights, thanks to our guide, in the huts of the villagers. So there we were, the evening before the summit, standing on the slope above our hosts for the night, dusk slowly climbing the quiet fields. My friend watched the contentment of some nearby cows. Simple wants, fewer needs. On the other hand, it was cold, and I come from the Caribbean, every enough batteries. To me it seemed life would not be so simple. But I could not bring myself to admit this to my friend. All we talked about for the last 2 days is how wonderful the mountains and people were. I felt like a hypocrite. In the end, I told him I would need to think about a decision like that. "I know what you mean," he responded. And so the place was no longer so comforting, calm but persistent challenge to our lifestyle. One night, it occurred to me that we might be romanticizing the villagers as much as we had romanticized the landscape. Who is to say the stock is no easy task? Plus, even the weekly market to buy. Perhaps life is not inherently simpler on a mountaintop. And if I were to build myself a hut, eventually all I would have is what I take for granted and memories of what I've lost. There's not much sweetness in that. I told my friend all this the next day, when we stopped to take a breath. The air is thin up there, and for us it was easy to get winded. Much nicer at those times to pause for a while and take deep breaths of heaven.